You're here to talk to us about some really cool things that are happening this month, because this month, every month is the month of something.
Yes.
It feels like every day is the day of something.
I think so.
And the other day it was the National Boyfriend Day. They don't need a day.
Mm.
And it's been national this month and that month. But this month there are actually two really cool month ofs. So tell me about them.
Well, one is Dogtober, which I think, first of all, great name.
Amazing.
Also, it's about dogs, and not only dogs, assistance dogs, who I think are the purest dogs,
They're the best dogs on this earth. They're the best dogs.
Yeah. So Dogtober is a month-long campaign of Assistance Dogs Australia, and it's raising awareness for and celebrating assistance dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And there's a lot of very adorable little Labradors that you can see, you know, on the internet that do this kind of work. And I mean, there's others too, but
Labradors are the most like recognizable.
Yeah,
I feel Labradors and poodles work really well as like seeing eye dogs, which is a form of assistance dogs.
Yes, correct. So we got for assistance dogs, you know, you can refer to any type of dog trained to support people with a range of disabilities like visual impairment, hearing impairment, kinds of mental illnesses like post-traumatic stress disorder, for example. They can help people who have seizures, mobility impairments, autism, diabetes.
Amazing.
All kinds of things.
Dogs can sense when there's like a seizure about to happen.
Yes, and I've heard this.
It's amazing. Mm. It's amazing. Okay, cool.
Mm.
Doggo is doing great things. This is great. So a real range of disabilities, physical and mental and all sorts of things that they can help with.
Yeah, let me tell you about some cool things that they can do to support people with physical disabilities, because I was surprised by some of these. They can open and close doors, drawers, cupboards, fridges, obviously retrieve dropped items, press the button at traffic lights, take washing out of the machine.
Press the button at traffic lights?
Yeah, apparently. I mean, this is, it's very, you know, strict training.
Mm.
So I guess this is how they learn how to do very specific things.
Mm.
You know, you've got positive reinforcement happening, I hear, in this training. You know, they get rewards for doing good things. If they do something wrong, maybe they get you know,
no positive reinforcement.
No, I guess suppose so. It's they're like redirected.
Yeah, that's it. That's that whole thing of redirection.
Yes, yes.
Which works with children as well, apparently.
Oh, is that true?
I think so. I've watched a few episodes of Super Nanny. I know what's down. I'm ready to roll.
That's the main source of parenting advice, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I think my entire parenting style will just be Super Nanny. Reruns.
Right.
Like, that's going to be
What's her line? Doesn't she have a line?
Oh, I don't know. She's always like, to the naughty corner. That's always hers. You have to. I know how I could run a tight naughty corner. Like,
yeah.
I know exactly how that situation goes down.
Yeah,
I love those sorts of shows. We're digressing.
Yes.
Service dogs. Assistance dogs.
Yes. Yeah, apparently often they begin training quite young. You know, this is around the 8-week mark, so they're puppies. They're total puppies. And, you know, they learn things like basic obedience, experience socialization activities in the community. They get socialized with people and other animals so that they learn to be calm and confident, you know, in crisis situations as well. And, you know, the things people look for in assistance dogs are things like good temperament, behavior. That's including things like their ability to be trained effectively, good physical health, stamina, things like that. So, I mean, you know, it's not easy to become one.
No, they work really hard too.
Mm.
They're gorgeous. And yes. I feel like being a super cutie patootie is also a major box that needs to be ticked, because every single service dog I see on the street is just the sweetest looking muffin I've seen.
Yeah, I know one from my day job who is a chocolate lab. She is absolutely beautiful.
I do love.
But as we know, we can't touch them when they have
Working. When they're working, they are there to do a job, and that's what they're there to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I don't think you can top Dogtober. Is that what it's called? Dogtober?
Well, we can try.
We can try. So what else have you got?
Because there's another great thing going on this month, which is Buy Nothing New Month. And this is something you can pledge to do where you basically don't buy anything new except for the essentials. So the essentials include things like food, drink, medications, medical products.
Toilet paper, those sorts of things.
Sure. You can probably buy toilet paper, I imagine. I feel like that is an essential, yeah, probably one of the core essentials.
Essential item. Stuff like that. Okay, cool. But no, like, new clothes or shoes or makeup or hair products or stuff that you don't necessarily need.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my wallet will thank me for this.
Yeah.
The environment will probably also thank me for this, but my wallet will thank me for this.
Yes.
This is a cool initiative. This is super cool.
I mean, things you can do are borrow, barter, swap, or buy secondhand.
Oh.
It also mentions you can beg, although, I mean, I guess.
Don't do that.
You can do that too.
Yeah. borrow, barter, beg.
Yes. I mean, please. It just sounds good.
Please, I need toilet paper.
And look, if you need some ideas of how to do it, there's plenty on the Buy Nothing New Month website, but some of them are one in, one out. So that's the idea that you know, when you buy something new, you get rid of something. So you can donate it, or I guess if it's falling apart, I guess you can get rid of it. But
upcycle, you know, something like that.
Yeah, upcycling is another one. So, you know, converting waste materials or useless products into new things or products of better quality that you can use. Obviously, secondhand shopping, a lot of great op shops around Sydney that
so many great op shops
use for that. They have all kinds of things too.
Yeah. You can really get, there's the Bower, I think is one out in Parramatta.
Yeah.
Which is so great for like old secondhand furniture and upcycled things in that respect. Every Vinnie's store. My mum is the best at Vinnie's shopping.
Oh, nice.
She's got like a real talent for it. She comes back and she'll be like, I spent $12 and has like 4 bags of clothes.
Yeah.
And they're all amazing. Oh, she's the best. She's the best. She's so good. And she knows where all the good Vinnie's stores are.
Yeah.
She's great. No, try secondhand shopping and op shopping if you haven't done it. There's some great op shops in Newtown too, aren't there? Like vintage op shops.
Yeah. Absolutely. Heaps there. Also, Marrickville, I mean, has the Bowery and a few great places in that vicinity where you can buy recycled secondhand stuff, like even furniture. I used to get so much of my furniture for share houses.
Yeah. Oh, my God, the amount of times I have my mother's favourite thing to do. Jessica, I've bought something off Gumtree. I need you to go to Mascot to pick it up for me. And I'll be like, 2-hour drive. That's really fun. Let's do that. Once I went all the way to Mascot from the Hills District, it took me like nearly 2 hours. It was ridiculous on a Saturday to pick up a loft bed that she'd bought that then didn't fit in the car. I had to awkwardly ask for my money back and leave and drive an hour and a half home. There have just been, I feel like you get the best stories out of those experiences.
Well, I hope you had a nice road trip or something.
No, it was awful. Is that to matter? Like, there's nothing new. Anyway.
Oh, dear.
Buy Nothing New Month sounds great.
Yes. You know, and I guess it's also raising awareness about where the things we do buy come from, you know. A few things, I guess, I've learned to do over time is, you know, check on products I'm buying, you know, any information you can glean from that, where it's made, maybe research some companies, you know, the companies that make the product.
Especially
and their processes.
When you've got time to do that sort of stuff and you've got the ability to look into the background of a company, like I'm very conscious about the types of makeup that I buy. I try to avoid makeup that's if you see any brands that are renowned, like animal testing or anything like that, try and go for those sustainable practices. I always go for like, there's one thing that I will only buy local. It's such a wanker thing to do, but I'm like, I will only buy like locally sourced honey because honey is a real issue in the world. Yeah, and like when you have that time to explore the I guess, supply chain in the companies, it's a really, which I guess is an extension of Buy Nothing New Month. You try and become more aware of what you're buying and what you're purchasing.
Yeah, exactly.
What you're putting into the world.
And there's no reason why we only have to do it in October as well. No. I mean, let's see how long we can push it.
I know. Well, it's a good way to start, guys, but let's keep going after this. This is great. My wallet will thank me so much.
Yes, so likewise. It really does save a lot of money.
Oh, my God.
It really
does. So much better for you, for the environment. I'm a big fan of upcycling.
Mm.
I will turn everything into something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
I love it. My nan, it's not really upcycling, but this is how I think making things useful started. She used to buy like old school milk cartons, not like plastic jugs. Oh, no, sometimes plastic jugs, but she'd more be into like the paper cartons, the cardboard cartons of milk when she would buy milk, and she would save them all. She must have had hundreds of these things in her laundry.
Nice.
And then every school holidays we'd go to Nan's house and we'd make art and crafts out of them and make castles and rubbish like that out of them.
It
was great fun. But I was like, how does she have so many milk cartons? It was crazy. But there's always something to do with everything.
Yeah, see, that's not something I would assume you could do heaps with. But if you're creative, you know, you can use anything.
We made rocket ships and piggies and, it was crazy. We had a whole barnyard one school holidays.
Wow.
But no, there you go. Buy nothing new. Try upcycling, recycling, and making your kind of contribution to the world a little bit more thoughtful.